closer.
You're listening to Corner of the Galaxy on cornerofthegalaxy.com. Welcome to Corner of the Galaxy, the show that talks 100% LA Galaxy soccer. We're glad you could join us. Now it's time to sit back and relax as your hosts navigate through the twisting, turning, but never boring world of the five-time MLS Cup champion, LA Galaxy.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Corner of the Galaxy on cornerofthegalaxy.com, coming to you live from Galaxy Park ahead of the LA Galaxy's match against LAFC coming up in here in just a little bit more than an hour. We're here to get you pregame through this entire little intro section. We'll get you ready. We'll have some Galaxy talk. We have a special guest lined up for us as well as Mr. Kevin Ryder will be joining us here in just a couple moments. But all in all, we're ready to rock and roll and get you ready for the 22nd meeting between the LA Galaxy and LAFC. A difficult game on tap for the LA Galaxy today for sure. To help me do all that, we're glad to have him here. His first sort of co-hosting live show experience here. Mr. Alex El Nino Ruiz is here. Big round of applause for Alex. Alex, how you doing, bud? Oh, hold on. Let's see if we can get you even more. Let's try that again.
All right. I'm excited to be here. I mean, this is like my graduation event for Corner of the Galaxy.
That's right.
Made it out of the bench, made it out of there. So now I'm here at Galaxy Park, ready with all you guys to just talk about 22nd edition of El Tráfico.
I know it seems like, one, all of these games always feel like they happen really quickly, right? Usually there's one that is very early in the season. Last year, it was supposed to be the very first game of the season. That didn't happen. Now everything shifted off to the sort of that July 4th game. But as we look at this, and in the landscape of the entire El Tráfico, and when you look at, you know, all the games that Zlatan Ibrahimovic played in, the guys like Sebastian Lletget, there's a lot of big LA Galaxy names that you can sort of put in here, but everything feels different right now. And the reason it feels different is the LA Galaxy are in a different position than they have ever been whenever they're facing off against LAFC. This is no longer the game that has the biggest star on there right now. The LA Galaxy first in the Western Conference, the LA Galaxy first in Major League Soccer as this day starts. This is not about trying to prove that you are better than you are for the LA Galaxy. It's almost trying to prove that they are as good as they are. And it feels like it's a little weird. It feels like everything's been shaken up in a snow globe.
Yeah, exactly. It feels like a new era of this rivalry, if you're being honest, right? I mean, look on LAFC's side, right? Carlos Vela has been the guy who scored so many goals against the Galaxy. He's no longer with LAFC, right? You have Joseph Paintso, Gabriel Peck, right? Young guys the Galaxy have invested in to be the stars of this rivalry. LAFC, right? They have them some players that they're hoping to be those names like Vela was in this matchup. But yeah, it definitely feels like the start of a new era in this rivalry.
We're going to talk about, you know, some of our favorite El Tráfico moments. That's certainly going to be something that that we get to whenever we look at all of the different things that we want to touch on before we get you ready. We're going to have lineups coming out here pretty soon as well. Now, the big news, and before we bring on our special guest, the big news, of course, is injury news. Martin Caceres is listed as questionable coming into this. He had an injury that started, that happened in the last game. They had an MRI. Nothing major popped up on the MRI. Greg Vanney said that there was an edema of some sort, a very small injury, but basically he was out training this week, but he didn't think, and Greg Vanney said highly questionable for this game today. So he's out. Then we got availability report that came out yesterday that showed and listed Eric Zavaleta as having a head injury. We don't know what kind of injury that is, but he is the only backup, with Jalen Neal also being out. So there's big question marks around the LA Galaxy's back line, who's going to be there, and how they sort of adjust this formation or this lineup to still give them, you know, a pretty solid showing against LAFC. It's in this moment that we look at and sort of paying attention to that these are the difficult games. One, you're on the road. One, you're against a rival. And then the big point is now you don't have sort of the mainstays that you've had, right? Zavaleta filled in great for Caceres whenever he's been injured or gotten hurt in two consecutive games. you see that, but now how are they going to make the whole formation pull together if you don't have Koskaris, if you don't have Zavaleta in there as well? So there's some things you can do, right? Clearly, you can morph things around. You can move guys around. Maybe you look to guys like Saria or Brugman, or you can look to somebody like John Nelson and sort of bring those guys in to sort of adjust around that. But there's big question marks, right?
Exactly. I mean, it's all going to be about the defense in this game for sure. I mean, I think if you saw the latest episode, right, of our Galaxy, they talk about the defensive emphasis on how much they want to work on being a much better defensive team. This is the game right here to prove how hard you've been working for on the defense. Everybody's got to step up, from the back line to Dan Jovalich. If he's starting up top, right, everybody's got to put in a shift defensively in this game.
And we should point out, Greg Vanney gave the green light to Dan Jovalich to play in this game. So we expect that he'll be starting and he'll be playing in that in this game as well. So some good things for the LA Galaxy. Again, trying to go in. We talked about it, I think, on our shows Monday and Thursday, but looking at this, who has the most pressure on each other? Who really is the mounting pressure? You would have to think that if you're the home team, you have lost three times already in the first six games, that the pressure would be on you right then to sort of try and perform. And so that there's certainly pressure there. But for the Galaxy, there's pressure now being at the top of the table. There's pressure about being in the top of the Western Conference. There's pressure having only ever beaten LAFC once at LAFC. Same record for LAFC, only beating the LA Galaxy once at home here at Dignity Health Sports Park. So with all those things being said, it seems like a super complex situation of trying to figure out who's going to go out there. And as we said, as Greg Vanney said, I think as the players said, form doesn't matter. Form doesn't matter. It doesn't matter in a rivalry game. It's not going to matter. But what he talked about is that the big games still mean something, right? The big games focus players in. The big games bring out the best in those players. You said it. Who's going to step up for the LA Galaxy? Dejan Jovalich has shown that he's sort of a LAFC killer. He can put the goals in whenever he needs to, but now he's the center of that attack. So how does that change things?
Exactly. It's going to be an evolution right now. We're going to have to see with the Galaxy. I mean, last year, right, Tyler Boyd was that LAFC killer with that number 11. Sam Grancier years prior was that LAFC killer as well. I mean, Gabriel Peck's got the 11 now. If he can maybe fulfill the 11th prophecy of being, you know, an LA Galaxy killer. I mean, he just scored his first goal for the club last match. So perfect time to really get a good momentum and be on the mark as well for the Galaxy.
Yeah, it seems that way. We're waiting for lineups to come out. Well, before we get too far, we want to bring on our special guest. If you've been following the podcast, we've been trying to have him on a couple times. He made it this time. I see him. He's sitting here. So I'd like a very big round of applause for a big LA Galaxy fan, the famous Mr. Kevin Ryder. Kevin, thanks for coming up, buddy. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
I know. Who's
this child, by the way?
I told you. He's 20. He's 20.
He can't 14.
He can't even drink.
Alex, you're amazing. When I was 20, I was nowhere near as good as you are.
Appreciate it.
That's crazy.
No, that's why he's here. We're the big leagues of Galaxy podcasting. We had to steal him and bring him up. And
well done.
This is his debut, really. Debut well match. Kevin, now I know that you have been around the LA Galaxy for a while, because I've seen you around the LA Galaxy for a while, whether it was on social media or anything else. When did you first start following the Galaxy?
Probably when Landon Donovan came to the team,
right.
I think, and I had young kids, and so I'd bring them to every game.
So like 2005, 2006, yeah. Somewhere in there, right?
Yeah, I think the Galaxy won the MLS Cup in 2005.
They did.
So that was a great entrance into bringing my kids to the team.
It always helps whenever you can come in and win a championship, for sure.
Right.
But there's been a consistent draw. There's lots of people who come and go and sort of come in here. What has kept you coming back even through all of the tumultuous times with the Galaxy?
I don't know. It's I'm a fan of a team, whether they're good or bad.
Right.
And we've had some bad years.
Oh yeah.
It's been really
say that
tough
again. Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Be a Galaxy fan, but doesn't mean you're not a Galaxy fan.
Right.
It just means it's tough times.
Right. We were sort of talking a little bit beforehand, and we sort of said, hey, maybe we're going to ask you what your favorite El Trafico moment is.
Zlatan, like everybody
else. I know it is. But, I mean, were you in the building for that particular one?
Yes.
Can you just regale us with your perspective on that game?
Well, my perspective on that was he comes in, everybody's looking at him to do that.
Right.
And what kind of a player, like, even thinks maybe I could do this?
Right.
What got into his head to think he could shoot it from there?
Yep.
And then he did it and made it, and it was just pandemonium.
Yeah, the fact that he got off a plane the night before, you know, and then he runs out there. He kind of looked like a baby giraffe when he started running a little bit. His legs were, like, not quite under him.
Well, and he had recovered from a knee injury, and...
Yeah.
So it's a miracle to watch a name that big with that much pressure perform.
It is.
It was literally a Hollywood movie script. Yeah. If you just look back at it, just the entire story of Zlatan coming back from injury, just, you know, starting, birthing this rivalry, for being honest. And it was just such an incredible experience. I mean, everybody remembers where they were, whether you're in the stadium or somewhere else. We all knew where we were.
3-2, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
When he came.
Wait, it was 3-1. So it was 3-1 when he came in. We were just talking about it. It was 3-1. You had Sebastian Legette score just before he came out.
Right.
And then you had Chris Pontius score right after Zlatan came in.
Gotcha.
So that made it 3-2, then the 3-3, then the 4-3. Right. So, no, crazy game with that. I have you been to any games at LAFC?
I have, yeah.
Yeah. What did you think of traveling away to those games?
I was there when Zlatan was with us.
Yes.
I went there, and they throw beer a lot.
Yes.
That happens when you wear Galaxy stuff and you're at that park. They throw beer.
Right.
And food.
Yep.
And push, and it's not great.
No, but it's part of the rivalry, isn't it? It's sort of part of that anger.
It's sort of the fun of it.
In a lot of ways, yeah. I can understand that. No, for sure. I mean, is do you see, and obviously having been a icon here in Los Angeles
Take
for so
easy.
Many years at K-Rock and now at KLOS, have you sort of seen just the waning with the LA Galaxy, the ups and downs, and sort of how that affects the general LA area? Do you feel any of that from what you do?
Yeah, I certainly do, especially when the team is doing well like it is now. After last year, it's a miracle that we're where we are.
Right?
It's a miracle because they replaced everybody.
It feels like it. Well, I mean, and you had the supporters boycott as well, right? You had all of this that was down at the beginning of that last year, and to now put yourselves in this position, it's early.
Rebuilding a team is a 3-year process. How they just did it overnight.
It feels like the LA Galaxy have been rebuilding since 2017, also overnight. I agree at the same time. You have any of your favorite LA Galaxy players? Maybe Zlatan is certainly one of those. Well, who else is sort of up on your Rushmore?
Omar Gonzalez.
No, I'm just kidding. I knew you were going to say that. If you follow the podcast long enough, you know why that's a good joke.
Yeah, this is an inside joke right here. But if you follow, you know exactly why.
You know
Josh
exactly why that was
a vile reaction to
yes.
that.
Yes.
No, Landon Donovan, of course.
Of course, yes.
Of course. David Beckham, of course.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, you got all the guys. Mike McGee is one of my favorites.
Absolutely.
Guy who goes in to play goalie. That's crazy.
I was at that game.
You were?
I was at the game. I traveled up just as somebody to watch in the stands. I went and stood with all the supporters and did that whole thing, and I saw the birth of the legend. As a matter of fact, I don't know. I only like to brag about this anytime anybody brings up Mike McGee, but the Twitter phenomenon that was Mike McGee facts, hashtag Mike McGee facts.
Right.
That was me.
You started that.
That was me. I was the very first one. It wasn't even a good one. I won't even tell you what it was, but it didn't matter. It started the trend and that continued.
All right. Listen, you got to take credit for what you have.
Absolutely. 100%. No, you know, as you look forward to this season now, right, you look at the LA Galaxy, you sort of look where they at. Do you feel this is a good team yet? Do you feel like you don't know? Where do you sort of lean
Here's
on
that? I was thinking about this before he came. I feel like we're taking a penalty kick as a team.
Okay.
Like, we're favored.
Right.
We should be able to score.
Right.
Now we just have to go execute.
You just have to execute, right?
Because we are nowhere near as good as this team can get.
Yeah, you think there's another level?
Oh, absolutely.
Who excites you on this team right now?
Besides Peck and Paints?
I was going to say, do you need more than that?
Yeah, no. I mean, I loved Ricky Puig since I've been an FC Barcelona fan for a long time, too.
So and that was an easy crossover for you.
Well, when their coach, I believe his name is Ronald Coleman, when he came into Barcelona, he said, Ricky, we have no space for you here.
Right.
And I was outraged. I was so mad that he would be treated that way.
And you didn't know that it would end up bringing...
No idea.
That turn of events opened the door here at the LA Galaxy, and then he comes in.
And when they got him, I was like so excited because I really loved the energy that little dude brings.
Right. Right. No, you can see it. You can see it. Well, awesome. Do you have a prediction for today? Are you feeling good about today?
I am.
I would like to point out the LA Galaxy have only ever won once at LAFC.
It's a tough place to go.
Uh-huh.
But I think 4-1 Galaxy.
Oh, there we go. There was a round of applause on that one for sure.
I mean, the fans are going to love that kind of game. Yeah, they should be applauding.
Wait to play right into that one. No, that was good. Well, awesome. Well, Kevin, we certainly appreciate you stopping by.
No problem.
We know that you're off. You're also a big Kings fan. We know you're going to go to Kings game there. So nobody text Kevin about the score of the game, all right, about the LA Galaxy game, okay? He's going to catch that a little bit later, and he doesn't want any, right? No spoilers.
It's hard to not have spoilers. It's really really hard. Especially for
the temptation to just look, just to be like, oh, score.
Yep.
Not.
Yep. Don't check.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we appreciate you coming on. Thank you. Always, we're big fans, and we're glad we could connect.
And
with
I
you.
Love your podcast as well.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Big round of applause for Mr. Kevin Ryder, everybody. Awesome. Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin.
So, let's see. Do we have lineups out yet? Yes? Okay, good. Because we've known about it for 30 minutes, but we weren't allowed to say until it came out. As the lineup, they could all be lying to me right now, too, and
yeah,
gonna get
exactly.
me in trouble. That's okay. This isn't getting broadcast out. So, for the LA Galaxy, your lineups right now, goalkeeper John McCarthy, defender Miki Yamane, Julian Aude, Maya Yoshida, those are your three defenders in this particular setup. So they are going to be playing five, it looks like. And so you're going to get Gaston Brugman in there. You're going to get Mark Delgado, Ricky Puig, Edwin Cerrillo is going to be your midfield. So you're going to have sort of those four midfielders that are going to be taking over. One, two, three, four. Yep. And then Dejan Jovalić, Gabriel Peck, and Joseph Paintsil, sort of the guys that you expected upside. There is an element of a back three with an outside five in this. So I think we're going to watch how positioning plays out. And that's going to be. But we talked about the injuries. We talked about sort of what they could do on this. I wanted to check the bench.
Caceres is on the bench.
Caceres is on the bench. So, again, I think that he made it through training, and so they're thinking there's a good possibility in there. Gino Vivi also getting the call-up, which is amazing because Gino Vivi's time with the LA Galaxy is basically right on the edge because he's going to be replaced whenever Garces comes in. Basically, the international slot for Vivi is going to be used for Garces coming in. So this is one of his sort of last chances, I think, to sort of get up and play as they get ready for the new center back that comes in, and not too soon. Jalen Neal about 2 weeks out still, a week and a half now, right in there. So he should be back here very soon. What do you think of the lineup? We were talking the whole time we were setting all the stuff up here. We were like, all right, what are the Galaxy going to do at center back? How are they going to fill this out? I would like to point out, as smart as we are, we didn't guess that. So sort of going the three, which, by the way, I like to play by the game, change as little pieces as possible. So if you have one guy go out, replace him with one guy and leave everything else the same because you don't want to change the way that you play. I think there's a change here. I think there's a change in the way the Galaxy are going to play. I think Edwin Cerrillo is going to be very defensive, so look to see where he plays. I think Gaston Brugman could actually be a little more defensive, but more than likely, Mark Delgado is going to be a lot more defensive in this particular lineup. And as we talk about Mark Delgado, and I'm Mark Delgado, number one fanboy here, his ability to shut down LAFC, to find the spaces where they're going to be dangerous, is going to be the biggest part of this. So what do you see from the lineup?
Yeah, it's so interesting because a back three is so hard to play. Like, not every team can execute it so well, especially when this Galaxy team we've been seeing playing a back four to start this campaign. Just to switch to a back three is a whole different psyche, a whole different way of needing to know where your teammates are moving. I mean, we've seen the rotations between Yamane, Delgado, and Paintsil be excellent. I mean, it's what's made the Galaxy one of the best, if not the best, offensive team in MLS. So it's going to be interesting to see how this change affects their offense. Because again, Peck and Paintsil, they're not afraid to track back, but how much on their mind is going to be about tracking back and defending against Oliveira and Buanga, who are so speedy and are very dangerous when they're all in the ball in open space. So it's going to be interesting to see the Galaxy's defensive mentality heading into this game. I think we've all seen, right, Edwin Cerrillo hold his own against Leo Messi, right? Not afraid to go in there. We've seen Miki Yamane be, you know, so silently really excellent right back in Major League Soccer. And again, Yoshida has great leadership. He's played in El Trafico before at BMO Stadium. He did that still last year. So, I mean, they've got a bit of experience there, you know, in the back line. But overall, I think that they're going to do a decent job to make sure that they don't shoot themselves in the foot. And that's literally all that you need if you're Galaxy's back line. Don't create mistakes that are going to haunt you.
Right. And that's sort of, we looked at the individual mistakes.
Yeah.
When we look at the goals from open play, there have been individual mistakes put in there, right? And that's sort of the things that they need to clean up.
Yeah, it's not
up.
Like the goals where like they carve you apart and you're like, okay, I understand we conceded that. It's usually those mistakes where you're like, how could I let that happen?
Interesting to see how much the Galaxy control this as well. LAFC very much a transition team and likes to play in transition and is very quick in transition. I know Cosmo. Cosmo doesn't like talking about LAFC. But it's about the Galaxy and how they sort of adjust to those transitions, not give up the transitions, and then how do you defend on that side. So interesting to see the back three that sort of is probably going to maybe be a back five as well. And so how do they handle all those different issues? And then again, limited amount of time to sort of prepare for this. We don't know when Zavaleta's head injury appeared. And by the way, we just know it's a head injury. We don't know if that means he got a cut on his head or if it's a concussion or anything like that. We'll probably wait for Greg Vanney to tell us what that is. Maybe after the game today, but most likely probably later this next week. So you have that. On the LAFC side, let me make sure I get the zoom in on my little sheet here. You have Lloris in goal, Murillo, Palencia, Hollingshead on defense. You have Aaron Long back there, Ilya Sanchez in the midfield, Timothy Tillman. Tillman, for me, has been one of, I think, their best players. Somebody to watch. You have Bogush in there as a midfielder, Atuesta. And Atuesta is a guy, if you give him space, that he can certainly carve the LA Galaxy apart if he so chooses. And then Oliver and Buonga sort of in there. Now, they have them listed as more of a 4-4-2. I'm interested to see how that plays out, because if that's the case, watching the LA Galaxy dominate in midfield with four against, you know, I would say less, midfield more of five, when you have Yamane coming in, creating the overload inside that midfield, how does that change things, and how are they able to attack? Are they going to have out numbers in that central midfield? How are they going to be able to expand space? And then Greg Vanney talking so much about using the wings, right? Using the wings to attack and not necessarily playing through the middle, or playing through the middle in order to get the ball out to the wings. And so often the LA Galaxy behind Ricky Pouge love to go route one down that middle. And when you have a team like LAFC, they're going to be good enough to sort of close in and cramp the LA Galaxy style of trying to play through that middle. So how good are Paintsil? How good is Peck? Peck coming off his best game. A 90-minute performance, right?
In the rain, right? Imagine him in these conditions right now.
If it's dry and, you know, the field's nice, that field tends to be a little harder. The ball bounces a little more. Its grass is a little bit shorter. This is like inside baseball stuff. If you watch, you can see it. They like to play faster. The grass is shorter. The field is harder. The ball bounces, right? So that you should actually help the LA Galaxy. They want to go fast. They want to play fast. This could be a transition game for the Galaxy. It could be about absorbing pressure and then transitioning out of things. More of a counterattacking team, which we've always sort of said the LA Galaxy are a possession team that masquerades as a counterattacking team. So how does that look? So I think we have a good idea of sort of what the layout is here. Again, I sort of wanted to go back and talk about some of the things. The LA Galaxy currently listed by MLSsoccer.com as being third in the power rankings, right? And so Cincinnati, I think, is in front of them, and Columbus is in front of them, right? So those are two Eastern Conference teams. We constantly are asking this question. This is the question. One is, are the LA Galaxy the most exciting team to watch in Major League Soccer? And then the question I think everybody who is a Galaxy fan who's been paying attention to this team is, are they good? Is this a good team yet? Can we say we've seen enough that this is a good team? And will result today prove the LA Galaxy are a good team? That's like seven questions. I'll let you start.
I mean, look, I think right now what we've seen so far from the Galaxy is proven they're a good team. They can score goals. I mean, you know, aside from the set pieces, they've been somewhat average defensively. I think the one question we're going to have if this Galaxy continue to play like this way is, are they a great team? Do they have those intangibles, right? We've seen the mentality of not giving up when they're down in the scoreboard, and I think that's a big, you know, thing you want to highlight when it comes to this club. But again, it's way too early in the season to really be making these declarations or planting the flag saying, hey, this is a good, great team. Western Conference, a lot can happen. I mean, we're going to see a new center back come soon as well, and we'll see how that helps or if there causes any problems for the Galaxy back line. Again, lots of games left to go in this season. A bit too short of a sample size for me to say they're good, that, you know, they're back. I know we don't want to say that too often.
Are they back? Are the Galaxy back?
Exactly.
MLSsoccer.com got sort of like overrun with that one for a while. Now they're bored, so they went with, are the Galaxy the most exciting team? By the way, when they say the Galaxy are the most exciting team, they're saying that there's a big flaw within the LA Galaxy, because they're saying, man, they're so much fun to watch because, you know, they give up a lot of goals and then they score a lot of goals. That's their connotation.
It's a double-edged sword, basically.
It is. But if you look at, and Greg Vanney hinted at this, I can't remember if it was this last press conference or maybe after the Galaxy beat Seattle, but he talked about the expected XG inside of the box, right? Mm-hmm. And he goes how the Galaxy from open play have cut that number in half so far. So he said that they're in the box defending. He's characterized it as outstanding. And when you realize there are three goals the LA Galaxy four goals the LA Galaxy have given up outside of the set piece goals. And then we can start breaking them down. One of them was a penalty kick, so now there's only three, right? One of them was a giveaway, so there's only been two goals from open play the Galaxy have allowed this entire thing. Almost feels like this Galaxy defense with Miki Yamane, with Maya Yoshida, with Caceres or whoever's going to come in, Neil, Garces, you know, all these things. And then with Aude, by the way, Aude, Julian Aude,
so super underrated.
Yeah. go ahead. I'll let you talk about
that. Yeah, I mean, I've been raving about this guy. Big talent from Argentina, from Lanús when they got him last year. Again, we saw last year a bit of that transition period, adjusting to a new country, to a new league where it's a lot more physical. And I think this year he's really held his own on the left-hand spot. And I think that one of the things he's so good at, too, is just he seems so clean on the ball as well. Like,
right.
He's not afraid to dribble past players. And he does it so efficiently as well. And I think I was looking at the numbers, too. Like, he's really good when it comes to those one-on-one duels in open space.
Right.
Like, I think he has, like, a near 70% win rate on those opportunities when he's going up against wingers. So he's doing his, great on both ends of the floor for, the offensive, defensive side of things. So I'm really excited to see how he looks in this game. I mean, Oliveira or Buonga, whoever's on that side, he's going to definitely be tested with their pace.
Yeah, it seems to. So Julian Alde is one of those. I think Miki Amane is going to be another one I sort of highlight for this game and say how he's going to play. There's going to be a guy in the center of the field, not named Ricky Pouge, who's going to have a super big impact on this. One, you could say it's Mark Delgado, and I would say yes, but also Gaston Brugman. All right, now, since Brugman came back, it's when the LA Galaxy have really sort of come alive with all of their goals, right? The Galaxy have the number one offense in the second half of any team in Major League Soccer. Gaston Brugman has been coming into the second half in a lot of games. There's a reason those two things are connected and why the LA Galaxy have been able to sort of turn it on in that second half. I, right now, and I think under Greg Vanney, regardless of the results previous, I've always said he's very good at making adjustments at halftime and seeing something come out of that. Now that he has killers, right? You have the guys like Paintsil, you have the guys like Pouge, you have Peck, right? So you have these guys that you're able to go out and count on to give you goals. Now that he has that, his second half adjustments to me have gotten much better because you're able to rely on the athleticism of those guys to be able to do things that maybe you didn't get done in the first half.
Yeah, there's so much more depth to this team that it's so good tactically as a coach, right? I mean, Miguel Barry sure hasn't scored yet for the LA Galaxy, but in his appearances in the second half, he's been a useful tool, right?
Are you on the Miguel Barry
hype? On
train?
The hype train. I'm just saying he's doing a serviceable job when he's on the opportunity. I'm not saying he should be starting or anything like that. I think the conversation of is he good enough is going to happen as the games go on. But I mean, you look at him. I mean, Diego Fagundes, right on the bench, a guy who's been experienced in this league, who scored in the last El Tráfico or assisted in the last El Tráfico, if I'm correct. But yeah, I think there's definitely a lot of things that Greg Vanney can do tactically, depending on the situation for the team. And, now with Gaston Brugman starting games, I definitely expect this team to be, a lot more offensively oriented starting games, right? We saw, those last couple of games where Gaston wasn't playing, right? Against Kansas City, against St. Louis, right? Where they were a little bit more blunt on the offensive end. And I think now with Gaston, you can be a little bit more expansive. You know, he's able to play those switches, right? When Greg Vanney says he wants to go out and use the wings, use Peck, use Paintsil. So I think you're going to have those opportunities here to see Brugman really be more of that architect.
Right.
Not all that has to fall on Ricky Pouge. And we know sometimes when all the responsibilities fall on Ricky Pouge, he's maybe not the most effective player in the midfield.
Right. And I think if you want to see any growth, and I still think there's lots of room for Ricky Pouge to grow, right? I'm one thinking the ceiling is not here. It's way, way higher for him. I want to see him manage the ball well today because you know that LAFC is going to put the press on him. You know that they're going to pressure him. It might even be one of their triggers to move forward and press. So one, getting him away from picking up the ball inside his own third is a really nice thing. Getting Gaston Brugman into that. So like Brugman's the guy who's sort of being that.
Just got to make sure there's no dummies right in the middle of the field. Like last game that almost led to a chance for Seattle. That's the things that those two need to limit.
There may have been an audible gasp from the press box whenever that happened. I was like, uh-oh. I was sitting next to the panda himself, Mr. Kevin Baxter. And I said, uh-oh. And he looked up from his writing, he's like, oh, that's not good, right? And the whole deal. Well, the press box, we like to pretend that like we're not, we don't get excited about things, but an uh-oh in the press box is like the most excited you could get outside of anything that happened in the first El Tráfico, because that was the loudest I've ever heard that press box. I did bring my charts with me today, just in case anybody was wondering, which is why I'm leafing through all my pieces of paper that I have here, because I wanted to sort of get in here and say all-time leading goal scorer for the LA Galaxy in El Tráfico is Zlatan Ibrahimovic, and he has 9 goals. Who's number 2? There's actually 2 guys who are tied for number 2. Zlatan has 9. There's 2 guys who have 4. I heard one already. I really can't hear the audience that well, which
can,
is nice. I'm in this little bubble. Sebastian Legette has one of them. Now, I named one. Who, Alex, I'll let you. Do you know the answer to this? Who is tied with Sebastian Legette for the most goals in El Tráfico? He is no longer with the team. Maybe the Galaxy got fined $1 million?
Oh, Christian Pavone.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. Christian Pavone. So for 4 goals. I heard Cosmo paid that fine, by the way. Right, Cosmo? Yeah, you paying all of Maya Yoshida's fines as well? All right. Yeah, I know. He's looking for his money. Like always. He never pays for anything. Yeah, I just want you to know, if you go out with him, he always sticks you with the check. So those are one of those things. The other surprise that we sort of have going on today is that Eric, the Portuguese Hammer Vieira, really wanted to be here today. He was trying to fly in. We always joke around whenever I have a live show, whether or not he's just going to show up. So I keep looking around just to make sure he's not here.
Maybe he's Cosmo, right?
Maybe Eric. It could be. What do you mean Cosmo's Cosmo? I don't understand.
Maybe Eric's.
Wow, dude.
Sorry, Cosmo.
You want to talk about the Tooth Fairy or Santa Claus too? Anyway, so Eric wanted to be here really, really bad. But he couldn't be. And he said, hey, is there any way I could do a dramatic game preview? And I said, absolutely, you could fly out here and do one. And he goes, well, I'm not going to be here. And I said, then you can record one. So what we have on deck for you today is a very special, only here, one time only, Eric the Portuguese Hammer, a super game preview. And I'm going to try to make this work, although I'm mixing like three things at the same time. So we'll see if we can get it. But here it is. The LA Galaxy taking on LAFC coming up in just a matter of minutes. And here is your dramatic game preview from Eric the Portuguese Hammer Vieira.
Dignity Health Sports Park, acknowledge me as we get ready for the 22nd edition of El Tráfico. Adrenaline is in my soul and every fight out of control as your unbeaten LA Galaxy face off in another epic showdown against that precious team that plays in the heart of the city. They can try and claim that small spot in downtown LA if they want, but there is a reason why the LA Galaxy are locally grown and globally known. We are 5-time MLS Cup champions, 4-time Supporter Shield winners, 2-time US Open Cup winners, and one of the few MLS clubs to win a CONCACAF Champions Cup. And oh, by the way, RGs hold the all-time series record against our pretentious rivals. Oh, you didn't know? You better call somebody. So who is going to step up today and etch their names in this showcase of the immortals? Is the Bishop, Dejan Jovalich, going to continue to be an LAFC killers and bang in his 6th or maybe more? Are the Killapees going to run roughshod on the opposing defense? Is Gabriel Peck going to will himself to another goal by the grace of God? And will Joe Paintsill continue to be unbreakable? Or will Ricky Puig continue to be an absolute menace en route to crowning himself the undisputed champion of El Tráfico? So LA Galaxy, it's time to finish tonight's story. But remember, when one good story ends, an even better one begins as we continue the 2024 season. Let's go get this win. G's up.
All right, there you go. Mr. Eric the Portuguese Hammer Vieira coming in clutch from deep in the heart of Texas there. I wonder if he drives all of his neighbors like crazy. Like, I bet most of his neighbors don't even know Texas has any teams, right?
Probably not.
That's probably fair.
Sounds like Texas.
Yeah, absolutely. We're glad to have him. So a lot of big things sort of coming around. I was, you know, we've mentioned so many times, I think, the big moments, and there's always big moments in these. You know, looking at the 2-0 win the LA Galaxy got at LAFC, big moments, right? But now they have a chance, again, top of the table, top of the Western Conference. They have a chance to add sort of to that. So if we are paying attention, if we are looking at all of the different players that could possibly have it, who are you putting your marker on to have the big moment tonight?
I know he hasn't had the last couple of games haven't been too good.
Miguel Berry.
No.
Oh, okay.
Another just Spaniard checking. From okay. Barcelona, Ricky Puig.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah,
oh,
that yes. one. Yeah, he hasn't had the best of games the last two matches for the LA Galaxy, right? Not too efficient, but he always shows up for LAFC, right? Every time he just goes up to another echelon when it comes to how he looks against those other midfielders. And I think today you need Ricky to have not only make the good decisions, but just be that vocal leader. Be the guy who's playing defense, right? The one knack that we have on him.
Right.
Be a guy who's doing that extra running, that extra hustle. And I think with his technical ability, with his excellent vision, I think he can really, really, you know, explode the Killer Peas, you know, elevate them, Peck, Paintsill, get those guys in good spots. And I think if Pooj can do that tonight,
right,
Galaxy, you're going to have the best chance to win.
All right, we got 5 minutes, and then we're going to let you guys get out of here because I know everybody wants to go over and grab their seats, all right? So for me, Ricky Pooj also most likely to get a yellow card today. I think if you're betting on that one, yellow card for Ricky Pooj. He's getting one. Yes. Absolutely, 100%. Player most likely to get red carded in this game. Who I know who it is. I have a very firm belief that Joseph Paintsill has a little bit of dog in him and that he's ready.
Yeah, he doesn't back down. He's unbreakable, right?
He's unbreakable. You heard Eric say it. So I'm interested to see how. Listen, this is a guy, as was said on the podcast, you wouldn't expect a guy who played in Belgium to waffle at a big. I can't even say it. It's such a bad joke. Waffle at such a big sort of moment, right? This is not a big crowd for him, but I think that there's absolutely going to be a lot, and I mean a lot of sort of juice behind what he does and how he does it. So for me, my difference maker today, I think it's going to be Joseph Paintsill. I think he's going to keep the everything sort of under wraps in terms of his anger and everything else. But I think if he's going to have joy, if he's going to find things, I mean. We've watched this LA Galaxy team play. We've seen them almost score early in almost every single game. Paintsill off the post against Seattle, right? Inside of the first, I think, 4 minutes or something like that.
Is it the post, like, what, 3 times already
this
season?
Yes, 3 times off the woodwork. The leader in woodwork, as we would say. So we look at him. So I think there's a huge opportunity for the LA Galaxy to score early in this game, and I wouldn't be surprised if there is a 1-0 goal here in the first 10 minutes. That seems like the LA Galaxy and how amped up they are. Are you at all worried about, and we talked about this, do you talk them down a little bit? Do you tell the LA Galaxy, hey, don't be so emotional out there? Don't, or do you let them be sort of the team that wants to be emotional that comes in because you know everything's going to be ratcheted up to 12 today?
Exactly. I mean, you got to find that balance, right? You don't want to lunge in for every tackle, right? I mean, we've seen in instances, right? I think it was in the playoff game not too long ago, right? Where Ricky kind of maybe heads about one of the players, almost gets a red card in that game. You got to make sure that you're composed in this match. And that's the one important thing every footballer should know. Composure is what makes a great soccer player.
Yeah, it's going to be. I'm really excited. Is there anybody else that you think that we're listening to the audience now? Is there anybody else who you think is going to have a big game today? Let's see, I'm going to have to read lips because we're in this. McCarthy. John McCarthy returning. Okay, so Will Kuntz and John McCarthy both returning to LAFC. Great one, by the way. Thank you. See, just it's like the live chat room here. Just, you know.
Exactly.
If the super chats can just play right here, guys.
Right
just put them right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I can open it up right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we'll just, you know, right here. So John McCarthy returning to LAFC. He was their MLS MVP. I mean, this is a guy who has helped them win. How is he going to be treated tonight? Does it matter to him? One is, I don't think he's played the best that we've seen him play yet. I think he's made some good saves. He had a good save against Seattle. He didn't really get tested all that much. He's had some problems. Does being back there and getting the boos, getting the cheers even maybe, right? I mean, I don't know which way it's going to go. I would expect they're going to get boos because just seems sort of the way that team functions,
right? Yeah, but I mean, McCarthy's right. He's from Philadelphia, right? Like, he's used to these environments.
He doesn't even care,
yeah,
right?
It's nothing
like,
to him.
It's a normal. That's like going down to the sandwich shop as well. What? Oh, see, if the Galaxy get a penalty kick, who takes it, right? But the other part of that is just let John McCarthy take it, right? Right down the middle? Yeah, I like it.
If Carceres was playing, he'd be my guy. I'm a big Carceres penalty guy.
I like it. So, certainly one of those guys. Miki Yamane is going to be one to watch. With Boanga, I imagine, on his side, how does that matchup sort of set? I think we've talked about all the matchups. We've sort of looked at everything. This feels like we're on the edge of it. So now, as we do in every show, being I've already marked in mine, I'll tell you right now, predictions guaranteed to be wrong. I will tell you, I've never once predicted the LA Galaxy to win one of these El Tráfico games. It has never happened. It has never happened, Alex. I've tried. I've said they're going to draw a game. I've said they're going to lose a game. I'm always going to tell you what I think. I think they win today. And I don't know what that means. I don't know if I jinxed everybody.
Greg Vanney, 3 games in a row.
3 games in a row for Greg Vanney. We haven't. Oh, my God. What would happen?
I know. I mean, well, we're having the eclipse, right, next week?
The eclipse is coming. Everything is falling apart, really.
Stars are aligning.
It's coming together, as it is. You know, Taurus is in retrograde. That's what I heard. but no, so we look at that. Greg Vanney, 3 in a row, that type of thing. I think the Galaxy win this game 2-1. I think they're up 2-0, all right? And then LAFC is going to make it a little interesting at the end. That usually feels like how it's going to go. So Galaxy score within the first 10 minutes. It's Joseph Paintsill goal. You're going to get Dejan Jovalich early in the second half to make it 2-0. It's going to be pretty smooth sailing till about the last 15. 15 minutes is going to be squeaky bun time, and then we'll see how it goes. Well, your prediction guaranteed to be wrong.
Guaranteed to be wrong. I think a 3-2 victory for the LA Galaxy. I think Gabriel Peck scores 2 goals, keeps the 11 shirt, haunting LAFC. And I think Dejan Jovetic scores the winner.
Oh.
After missing the last game, I think he's extra motivated to show up in this match.
He's ready to go. That'll be 6 for him and keep him among the Golden Boot leaders there. So, hey, listen, we'd like to thank the LA Galaxy for having us up here, out here at Galaxy Park. Super awesome of them to allow us to come out here and talk to you guys. We'll be here a little bit afterwards if you want to come up and get some stickers and say hi. We'll be here, and then everybody will head over as the game starts. Kickoff for the game about 4:55, just that way you know, all right? 4:45 TV start time, about 10-minute lead-in. It's got a little bit longer lead-in because of the Fox stuff. So, Alex, thanks for coming out today. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, I loved it being here. I mean, it was fun at Coachella. It was fun being here. So
this is your first 90-minute performance.
Exactly.
So a complete game for Alex El Nino Ruiz.
Appreciate those a round of applause out there.
Yeah, right.
Now I know what the players feel like. You know, coming up.
Didn't you want me to take a video of you and send it to Will Koontz, like kicking a ball at me and saying I'm still here?
Yeah, exactly, because, you know, I'm still young.
You're 20. You still have that delusion. That's right. That's 100%. All right. Well, a big shout-out again to the LA Galaxy. Thanks for having us out, and we hope everybody has a wonderful time. The LA Galaxy taking on LAFC today. This is a big one for the Galaxy. It should be a lot of fun to see, and a lot of good things coming up this season for the LA Galaxy. Again, if you've listened to us before, we thank you very much. If you haven't, we're at cornerofthegalaxy.com. You can find Corner of the Galaxy on any of your major podcast outlets. Just go search for us, Corner of the Galaxy, and that's where you'll find us. We're in season 16 of this podcast, over 1,100 shows. In fact, I think this is 1,107 if we're keeping track, right?
Discounts?
Yeah, no discounts, though.
No, I said discounts.
Discounts, yeah, counts. I'm recording it. I'll put it out, you know?
All right.
It'll be fine. So, no, we're a lot of big shout out to Kevin Ryder as well for stopping by. Kevin's awesome. A big Galaxy fan. If you ever see him around, make sure that you say hi and get a picture or something like that. So, Alex, anything else? You good?
Yeah, just excited, right? I think, 4.3 goals every single El Tráfico?
Yes.
So, I mean, hopefully there's a goal fest today. Hopefully it's entertaining. And hopefully for the LA Galaxy fans here, it's a good one for them.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. Hold on. I'm making sure that all of the... I still feel like... okay, good. We got it. I was making sure that all the music stopped playing. I'm hearing everything in there. So why don't you tell people where they can find you, and we'll get on out of here, all right?
Yeah, you can find me on my newsletter at the Galactic Tribune. You can also find me on Twitter /X at ALXRUIZ15. That's where all my Galaxy content, facts, stats, just good general conversation that'll help you guys be more in tune and know a lot more and hopefully learn something from there. That's my goal.
Yeah, go subscribe to Alex's Substack. Only $5. It's a good buy. All right, it's a good buy. As for Corner of the Galaxy and me, it's at Jay Gessman or at Galaxy Podcast on Twitter or X. Head on over to cornerofthegalaxy.com where you can find all of the articles. We have a great writer on there, Catamount, who is absolutely shining light on the LA Galaxy. So head on over there and do that whenever you get a chance. And again, tell your friends on YouTube, Monday nights, Thursday nights. That's where we'll be. Live at 8 p.m. For Mr. Alex El Nino Ruiz, I'm Josh Pato Gessman. You've been watching Corner of the Galaxy on cornerofthegalaxy.com. Have a great one, everybody.
You've been listening to the Corner of the Galaxy podcast on cornerofthegalaxy.com. You can follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Galaxy Podcast. And be sure to check out and subscribe to iTunes, Stitcher, and Facebook by searching for Corner of the Galaxy. Fans, we thank you for listening. We ask that you be kind and courteous to your neighbors as you leave the podcast. We thank you for joining us and look forward to seeing you again. Until then, I'm Michael Araujo, and on behalf of the entire Corner of the Galaxy crew, goodbye.